Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 2nd, 2023. Today is Thursday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from an apocryphal portion of the book of Esther. Queen Esther, seized with deadly anxiety, fled to the Lord. She took off her splendid apparel and put on the garments of distress and mourning. And instead of costly perfumes, she covered her head with ashes and dung. And she utterly humbled her body. Every part that she loved to adorn, she covered with her tangled hair. She prayed to the Lord God of Israel and said, O my Lord, you only are our King. Help me, who am alone and have no helper but you, for my danger is in my hand. Ever since I was born, I have heard in the tribe of my family that you, O Lord, took Israel out of all the nations, and our ancestors from among all their forebears, for an everlasting inheritance, and that you did for them all that you promised. And now we have sinned before you, and you have handed us over to our enemies. Remember, O Lord, make yourself known in this time of our affliction. And give me courage, O God, the King and Master of all dominion. Put eloquent speech in my mouth before the lion, and turn his heart to hate the man who is fighting against us, so that there may be an end of him and those who agree with him. But save us by your hand and help me, who am alone, and have no helper but you, O Lord. The book of Esther relates the story of a Hebrew woman by the same name who becomes queen of Persia and thwarts a genocide of her people. The story forms the core of the Jewish festival of Purim, which is celebrated this year from sunset on March 6 until sunset on March 7. The book of Esther most of us have in our Bibles does not contain the prayer which we've just read. Today's lesson, along with other portions of Esther that are not in most of our Bibles, are contained in the book of Esther from the Greek Old Testament called the Septuagint. Given the circumstances which surround Esther and the impending extermination of her people, the actions she takes and the prayer she prays attributed to her in today's lesson takes on an urgency and a pathos that is quite moving. In many ways, Esther takes on a priestly role in the story, interceding for all of her people before both God and the Persian king. In a world where the voices of women were squelched, Esther demonstrates a bravery, resolve, and faithfulness that is difficult to underestimate. She prays for the eloquence to state her case before the king, who is called a lion in today's reading. She prays for the persecutor of her people to be stopped. She prays for her people to be delivered from destruction. There is a directness in Esther's prayer born of her desperation. In such a time as this, where else could she turn but to the God of her people? Who else could save them? A continuing theme throughout the Hebrew Scriptures is God's faithfulness to the covenant people, even when they were less than faithful to God. In Esther's understanding, the covenant people remain in captivity far away from their homeland precisely because of their unfaithfulness. And yet she understands that God has not forsaken them, even as they are in a God-forsaken place. As I've reflected on Esther's prayer, I've tried to imagine the urgency of her situation, and I've also reflected on my own reticence to boldly ask God for things in prayer. I don't know about you, but I think the tendency in our culture is to add prayer as an afterthought to whatever course of action we've already decided to undertake. We are timid in making our requests to God, possibly because we don't want to appear arrogant, but more likely because we're not quite sure that God answers direct prayers in a direct fashion. Esther's directness in prayer challenges our own reticence and timidity. Lent is a season in which the church calls us to re-engage with prayer in a particular way. We are encouraged to pray frequently and fervently. I suspect that many of us desire a deeper connection with prayer, and I also suspect many of us struggle with exactly what it is we hope to accomplish by praying. Esther gives us a model of where to start, which is just start. Don't worry so much about the form or about whether or not the words are strung together correctly. Just pray. Pray honestly, pray directly, pray faithfully. The work of prayer is the work of the church, which means it is work which belongs to every one of us. For the second consecutive day, an Anne Lamott quote has popped into my mind as I've reflected on our scripture passage. Anne says there are really only two sorts of prayers: help me, help me, help me, and thank you, thank you, thank you. If you don't know where else to start, one of those two prayers will likely prime the pump. What do you need help with? What do you thank God for? The best way to learn to pray is to pray. And the best time to begin is right now. Let us pray. Strengthen us, O Lord, by your grace, that in your might we may overcome all spiritual enemies and with pure hearts serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.